I've been laughing about this since I saw it yesterday afternoon. And it was sent to us probably 100 times because this is the official Mountain Lion Bobcat live action show of The Little Ticket. And this is this comes to us, I do believe, from Georgia is where this comes to us from. And already it has over 1 million views.
I hope you weren't laughing about that poor woman being attacked by a wild animal.
No, that part of it's not funny. Okay. But she's obviously fine. And there's a lot to break down here. We've got the audio. If you haven't seen it yet and you're just driving along, we don't suggest that you go to Twitter where I've posted this, retweeted the 46-second video that is now out there. But if you've been on a laptop or a phone over the last 24 hours, you've probably seen this. It's a man and a woman walking out to their vehicle. Looks like it's in the morning. Looks like he's got a big cup of coffee and he's carrying something, maybe some sort of dish. They're going over to somebody's house. The wife has a bag, and we'll talk about what exactly she's carrying. I think she may be carrying a case that has a animal in it, like a cat or a dog, which I think has something to do with the bobcat attack, because shortly after he casually says, "Morning," to the woman who's walking by in front of his house.
He even small talks that, "I need to wash my car.
Better wash my car here."
And he's carrying like a tray of brownies or something.
Yeah.
With his coffee.
I said, there's a lot here. So everything seems to be fine. Just a nice little morning stroll out to the car. They're going to put their items in there and drive off maybe to a family member's home or something, a brunch. I'm not exactly sure what his getup is. It looks like he's got the shorts with the dark socks and boots, maybe. It's a weird getup. But as he's about to get in the driver's side of the vehicle and his wife is walking out to get in the passenger side, all hell breaks loose because a bobcat jumps on the wife's back. You hear this demonic growl from the bobcat. And then it is on. And then
she's carrying a small animal carrier.
It looks like it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm guessing there's a cat in there, and that's what got the bobcat fired up.
Right.
Maybe. So the bobcat then jumps on her back. He runs around, is able to wrestle the bobcat away from the woman, his wife, I'm assuming.
Pretty good move on that guy's part, man.
Very impressive.
He picks up that bobcat.
Pretty good size bobcat, too, looked like.
I wouldn't have done that.
No. I mean, I guess I would have hit it, but I don't know if I would have picked it up. He then comes into full view of the camera in the front yard. And as many have described, apparently it's a new Olympic event, bobcat throwing.
He threw it halfway across the yard.
Good form shown by the American team here. He throws the bobcat across the yard. Then, to make matters even more wild, he pulls a pistol
out. Is it a gun?
Yeah, he pulls out his pistol, starts screaming.
Yeah, he says, "I'm going to shoot him.
I'm going to shoot that mother."
Yeah.
And then he used a term
F.
Shan't be used here.
Meantime, the woman that he said, "Hey, morning," she's walking by. She runs into the chase, and then he starts screaming at both of them to get out of the way because, as Gordo says, yes, he's going to shoot that mother. So let's listen to this crazy audio and break down exactly what happened in this live action.
"Good morning.
Put the coffee down.
I need to wash my car.
Oh,
watch out! Watch out! It's a bobcat! Attack my wife! A bobcat!
It's all captured by their video camera that's over the garage with audio, obviously.
Staged?
I don't think so. How would you get the cooperation from the bobcat?
Something about it just feels a little too TikTok ready.
Okay, yeah, I've heard that too, but I don't.
Morning. Oh, need to wash my car. It's like bad acting.
Well, and you don't see really the initial interaction with the bobcat, right?
Nope. You don't see the person hooking it on the back of the woman's sweatshirt.
You only see him emerge with the bobcat, throw it into the yard, and then the cat runs under the car. Possible. It's possible it was staged.
Yeah, I guess.
Because you're right, it is really bad acting.
Morning.
Morning.
Well, I need to wash my car.
Well, if it is staged, that really defeats me, because I've been laughing at it ever since. Like, boy, this was a amazing thing that got captured here, this live action, and a very rare bobcat attack.
Why did don't think it's staged.
Why did he have to say it attacked my wife? Like, why does he have to announce that?
That's weird. And the way he goes, it's a bobcat. It is a bobcat.
I know, but you never know. In the heat of the moment, you say weird things.
Probably didn't want the neighbor lady to think he was just taking pot shots at a random cat in the neighborhood.
Or that he was about to fire at his wife because he grabs the gun and starts running back towards her way.
So that's where the video stops. Was his next move to bend down and then fire at the bobcat underneath the car? Was he really going to shoot that thing?
I do wonder what happened after this
video
stops.
What happened next?
Mm-hmm.
Or did he wait till the thing ran off and then he was going to shoot it? If that's the case, I bet he didn't hit it.
So right as the wife enters the frame, the bobcat is right behind her.
And that's where you hear the...
So
that cat in the...
So funny how they yell like a human.
Okay, so it wasn't
filled with rage.
It wasn't already hooked onto her back.
No. I don't think it's fake.
No.
The very beginning doesn't look fake. When she enters the frame and the bobcat is right behind her, that doesn't look fake. Unless it's a trained bobcat.
Boy, it does go south in a hurry, though, from morning. Well, I need to wash my car.
No.
We hear the beginning of it again.
Good morning.
Everything's fine.
Uh-huh.
We're good.
Shaping up for a pretty nice little morning.
I need to wash my car.
Oh, yeah.
Bad acting.
Sure. You got a tweet.
Boy, life changed quickly.
It went from, boy, this is going to be a good day.
My theory is that little tweet sound, that was the bobcat's cue. Right. They had trained this bobcat
to react to
to make this TikTok video. They had trained the bobcat.
And that's what it knew to growl and everything.
A bobcat!
A bobcat!
He didn't have any problem identifying it, by the way.
No, he quickly identified it.
Unlike Giorgio. Giorgio would have identified it as a Siberian tiger.
Or he would have been screaming while trying to get the bobcat. This might be a mountain lion, but it might be a bobcat.
I don't know, man.
It could also be a mountain lion.
It's pretty big for a bobcat. I think it's probably a mountain lion.
You say that, but I'm the only one of the three of us who was confronted by a bobcat right here at the bunker. And I accurately,
that's true.
Quickly, I didn't. And that made me think of that. What if that would have happened to me? Morning, all of a sudden that thing jumps on my back. Would you have gone out there and wrestled it and thrown it in the street?
No, we would have thought you were lying.
But you would have heard this scream.
Because you have a history of crying wolf over bobcats.
No, I live in an area with a lot of bobcats and the occasional mountain lion. That's rarely seen, but it has been seen.
You've never seen a mountain lion?
I have, too.
When?
I think once.
once.
Yeah, that first sighting, I think, way back 14 years ago, with Fernando as my audio witness, I think that was a mountain lion.
That's not a real witness.
Fernando on the phone?
That you're on the phone with somebody.
You can hear the terror in my voice.
That doesn't help identify it as a mountain lion.
Fernando, trust me. And I saw the long tail.
Mm-hmm.
And it was as wide as my truck.
It could have been a synthetic tail. It was as wide as your truck. The tail was?
The entire cat. It may have been 14 foot long.
Gosh, okay. Morning.
Oh, no, look. It is a bobcat.
No, he was not acting. That dude saved his wife and his house cat's life.
Yeah, but they cut the video off before he... sprayed gunfire and took down that neighbor lady who was jogging by.
I'm thinking maybe shot out all four tires in his SUV.
Believe me, there was some damage done. Because he didn't sound like he was completely calm.
No.
And that affects your aim.
All right, Jared, there's definitely some drops there, including mourning.
Yeah, we gotta have mourning. We got to have that bobcat ramping up.
Well, it is about to be on when you hear that. That is awesome. All right, this guy tried to put his career back together. He was a cowboy, but no longer. We'll talk about him next.